This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Rising up! Rallying patriots worldwide, it's Joe Biggs. InfoWars.com studio.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know how my psychology works? I know Fox News has been controlled opposition forever to control the libertarian movement. But to know they had a coup, to know they've come in, know they had this shoot planned for years, right before the election, because they can't have Fox challenging a stolen election, really is a bellwether. It's a canary in the coal mine. It is the biggest canary in the coal mine. And I really haven't even been covering it because it's almost like I'm celebrating over a dead corpse. Not that it was perfect, but I really should be, as I'm watching it, it's definitely gone, you know, Hillary now. And you can see him putting the disinfo out. And it's almost like I'd be celebrating over a dead corpse if I attack it, but I have to. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that they really did it. And let me tell you, Drudge and InfoWars is next. Speaking of Drudge, I'm told it's now the top story on Drudge. We'll put that on screen. Twilight Zone, Orlando Terrace dad cheers Clinton. Will Hillary disavow? And that's our story. So again, that's just common sense. We put it out, Drudge links to it. Now it'll be a major talking point if you get the story out to everyone you know.
And yet they hammer Trump nonstop about David Duke. There should be people, media, do your job. There should be people out there right now on every channel going, wow, Sadiq Mateen was back there in Orlando.
Give me a break. The Ku Klux Klan is completely Democrat. Every Grand Dragon there ever was a Democrat.
Was Robert Byrd.
And quite frankly, David Duke is right about we can't just have wide open borders and that there's an anti-white agenda of balkanization. It doesn't mean he's right about white sheets and dancing around in a KKK outfit. Mecha and La Raza are right about the exploitation of Hispanics in many cases. It doesn't mean they're right about, you know, all their crap.
Yeah.
I mean, look, oh, Alex Jones agrees with David Duke. I agree with being intellectually honest, okay? You know, I mean, the Imperial Japanese, I didn't agree with them doing secret testing on our troops. But yes, we did cut off their oil. We did cut off their rubber. The West did push them into that. Does that mean I agree with what the Japanese did? No. It's reality-based, Joe.
I mean, look at all the media now. Now that Fox has completely gone Clinton, mostly, you've only got InfoWars, Breitbart, and Michael Savage, who are the other people who are giving you that other side.
And by the way,
what's going on?
We sit around here. Are we excited about there's so few of us?
No, it's good that we have the people, but it's kind of sad sometimes that
no, exactly. It's not fun.
A lot of people out there that are on that side.
It's creepy. Kind of, it's creepy.
Yeah, it's like we're all alone in this one big, like, Clinton rally, and we're the only ones there.
Because there's no one showing up to the rally.
Exactly.
It's like a total hoax where they're calling.
We're just there yelling.
They're shutting the media down.
We're just there bullhorning her, and she's just sitting there going.
Well, I mean, my point is I'm not in competition against Drudge. I'm not in competition against Breitbart. I'm not in competition against WorldNet Daily or Daily Caller. I mean, and none of us are perfect, but at least we don't want to destroy the country. And then I find the real Hillary's supporters, and Joe, it's like they're not home.
Oh, yeah, I like Hillary Clinton. It's like the one guy that Rob talked to out there in Philadelphia.
Disturbing.
Guy was out of his mind. The other guy goes, yeah, take the gun, sweep him up, get rid of him.
Hey, what did you think about it's a Daily Show or one of these things?
Eric Andre.
No, that one. But somebody else did a clip where they go out and they ask questions but say, they quote Trump, but say it was Hillary, and they all agree with it.
Yeah.
That's the thing we found. You can say, we want to put babies in blenders for Hillary. They say yes.
Oh, of course.
It was Jimmy Kimmel. In fact, we have that clip. We've got to play that. Is David Knight coming in this studio or the other one? So he's me in the other one. Well, that means we can come back and play the Jimmy Kimmel clip. And, in fact, we have it right now. We're going to come back and play that after the break, and David Knight is going to be taking over. We got loaded phone lines. That will be up to David Knight. These are some good callers. They haven't been holding long. If he wants to take those phone calls. But I shouldn't be laughing about all this. It's either that or cry.
Well, it's like in combat. It's ridiculous. You have to learn to laugh at some of this stuff. If not, you're going to go crazy.
I had to go nuts or I'd go crazy.
Well, Hillary Clinton's already gone nuts.
Oh, man, I can't look at her anymore. I cannot look at her.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
They call us conspiracy theorists.
They call us walking corpses.
Truth is, we're alive. They like to lock us up. Make us play their Pokemon. Not gonna happen. I don't want to be in your New World Order dungeon. I don't want to be in your globalist hell. Oh, there ain't no mystery. Why I'm in misery. Joe Biggs is with me. We've got David Knight in the other studio about to hand the baton. Nightly news comes tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. I want to thank all the viewers and listeners and affiliates and sponsors for making this possible. Please stop thanking me. It is so humbling when we're out in public, Joe Biggs, and we run into sometimes thousands of listeners and fans over a weekend at the RNC or DNC. It's very humbling. Families and little kids and just really, all of them, their eyes are so alive, whether they be black or white or Hispanic or Asian. And it's just amazing to see it, and it's disproportionate black Americans. I mean, I got to say, InfoWars disproportionately has always had a larger group of, you know, instead of 13% of the population, I'd say in the United States, 20-30% of our population is black. And I'm not going to patronize, call you African Americans. It's a new name every week. Black folks are sick of all of it. Just, I mean, I'm a pink folk. I kind of got, you know, goofy looking skin. But the point is that we're Americans. We all got red blood. And people are sick of being put in these boxes. And I tell you, the fact that Hillary can't get crowds anywhere, again, it's indicative she's not really ahead of Trump. And then we get the nomenclature, we get the diagnostics, we get the methodology, the breakdown from Reuters and AP and others on all these polls where Hillary surged 10 to 15 points. They added 15% more Democrats. This is not brain surgery here, folks. I mean, what do you make of this?
You get on social media, Donald Trump's exploding. He's everywhere. He's all over Reddit.
Way bigger than Hillary.
Facebook, Twitter, everything.
By the censorship.
There's larger amount of accounts that are pro-Trump than there are Hillary Clinton. And when you look at the Hillary Clinton pages, guess what they are? Hillary for prison. Handcuff Hillary. Hillary doesn't belong here. You know, Hillary for San Quentin. All this stuff.
By the way, that was in the article about it. Hillary's most popular thing on social media is Hillary for president.
Yeah, exactly. And that is amazing.
I'm sorry. It's funny. I want to play this clip and then go. In fact, but first, David, I want to play this clip from one of the national TV shows. Who is it? Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah.
Where they do the same methodology we do, whether it's Austin or whether it's Cleveland or whether it's Philadelphia or whether it's L.A., our reporters or our auxiliary reporters, like Mark Dice, he gets criticized that way. They go, why'd you just show dumb people? We're not doing that.
There's a lot of dumb people.
We are showing you basically everyone that had something to say. And 8 out of 10 in Austin Democrats want gun owners in forced labor and want to execute us. 8 out of 10 want to kill newborn babies or up to age 3.
Postbirth abortion.
8 out of 10 want to ban homes bigger than 250 square feet. I mean, this is a cult of psychopaths. I mean, these are lunatics. I don't know what you call them. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I know this. They're freaking crazy. But you got to add one thing. For Obama, for Hillary. And that's what Jimmy Kimmel's show illustrated. Look at David Knight's take on it is, if you say it's for Hillary, if you say Hillary said it, they will support it. That's called being in a cult. If Donald Trump came out and said, I want compulsory national service and I want you to worship me as God, I'd say, I'm done with Trump. He's crazy, blah, blah, blah. But see, not with them. If you had a cult follower, well, Trump wants everybody to drink cyanide Kool-Aid, they'd say, yes, yes, drink it. But see, Trump isn't doing that. This is literal cult behavior. Let's go to the clip.
What did you think when Hillary Clinton said, I see improved relations with Russia from a position of strength only as possible?
I agree with Hillary.
Hillary Clinton said, immigration is a privilege and we should not let anyone into this country who doesn't support our communities, all of our communities.
Well, I'd virtually have to agree with that.
Hillary said, in order to achieve the American dream, let people keep more money in their pockets and increase after-tax wages.
Yes, okay. It's in order, that's a great idea so that we can start to move everybody up and start moving people out of the level of poverty.
And obviously runs fairly severe contrast to what Donald Trump is proposing.
Absolutely. Many of her comments run severe contrast to Donald Trump.
What do you think of this quote from Hillary? There's nothing I love more than women, but they're really a lot different than portrayed. They're far worse than men, far more aggressive, and boy, can they be smart.
I agree. I've worked for 38 years in the hospital with women, and that's a very accurate.
And you think that's obviously a sharp contrast to her opponent?
Absolutely.
Hillary Clinton said, I like the concept of local education. I want to get rid of Common Core. I think Common Core is a disaster.
Well, I'm an educator. I'm a school teacher. I think Common Core is a disaster, too.
And what do you think of this Hillary quote? I have never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke.
Never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke. Well, let me tell you something. Diet Coke does not make you thin.
So you would say, get rid of Common Core, keep the Diet Coke.
Keep the Diet Coke.
What do you think of this Hillary Clinton quote? I am opposed to gay marriage.
Well, I've heard that a lot from a lot of politicians. It's all about the timing, though, isn't it? No, hey, she's for us now. Yay! I'll take that as a win.
What did you think of this quote from Hillary Clinton? While Bette Midler is an extremely unattractive woman, I refuse to say that because I always insist on being politically correct.
I am sure that she never said that.
You're right. Please don't say that.
I can't make any guarantees.
So one Democratic operative, kind of a master spider, got what it was. David Knight, is that not illustrative? Like, we're not out trying to make people look dumb. We show the people this is how crazy they are. If you just say it's for Hillary or Obama, they go along with
David,
it.
David actually spoke to this lady at the DNC and laid out every reason why she shouldn't be president. She goes, well, I still think she's trustworthy.
Oh, yeah. Talked about all the different issues with leaking information, you know, because she's trying to sell this idea that Donald Trump had some kind of alliance with the Russians to hack the DNC. Alex, I spent a week at the DNC talking to these very people. It is a herd mentality. They need a T-shirt that says, I'm with herd. Because that's really what it is. There's a great political cartoon that we tweeted out. My wife saw it. I tweeted it out as well. There's all these sheep around at the Democrat convention, and they're saying she would never do anything bad, you know, and she would never pull the wool over our eyes, okay? They are sheep. No matter what you tell them, they always say, you know, she's loyal and trustworthy and honest, and, you know, you can't convince them otherwise.
Why does Hillary have armed guards, but you can't? Why does Mexico have borders that we can't?
You know, Alex, there's an update. Mikhail Thelen just handed me a new story at InfoWars.com. WikiLeaks is not convinced at all that Russia had anything to do with it. Of course, they were the ones who released
the
information.
Sure, more evidence points towards its own, our own private intelligence.
Yes, but they just put out, tweeted out, a $20,000 reward for information on the murdered DNC staffer, Seth Rich,
who
was beaten WikiLeaks to.
Wow.
They put out a $20,000 reward for information about this DNC staffer who was beaten,
shot to death. That goes towards what you were saying earlier, and others were saying that may be the leak source.
Yeah, because he was a data analyst for the DNC.
Oh, my God.
They said if anybody could have gotten a hold of that information, it would have been him.
Assange better release his info now. He's not safe in that embassy.
And then Assange said that it was not Russia, so definitely it could point to someone like this. And then it's going to go to who else had ties with Seth Rich and who else had that kind of
access.
That's like
five different DNC people, three of them involved with the technicals dying in the last month.
And of course, he was beaten and shot, and he was not robbed, okay? I know this is D.C., and it's a model of a criminal city, but he was not robbed. So, you know, all these different things, of course, is just a conspiracy theory, I'm sure, Hillary Clinton would say.
I mean, he could have shot himself in the back of the head twice. That's kind of normal.
Yeah, don't be racist against bullets.
Yeah.
Getting serious here, though. Wow, WikiLeaks is coming out saying this. Well, Assange has pointed out that what he's got is supposedly going to bring down Hillary. I don't know what he's waiting for, David.
I don't know. I mean, he is. I've got another article from Julian Assange. He went on Russia Today, and he talked about the fact that, of course, this is an article from Steve Watson that's on InfoWars.com. Assange pointed out the fact that Trump really doesn't have any connections in Russia. He hasn't been able to build any hotels since Putin took office there. So he doesn't have any influence there. He can't even get a hotel built. And yet Hillary Clinton, as he pointed out, was involved in that massive uranium deal that we've talked about for so long.
Well, he said that she's got more connections to Russia than anybody he's ever seen except for the Saudis, and she's totally run by them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a key point, is the Saudi Arabian.
And by the
connection.
Way, that's what Russia's supposed to do with its intelligence agencies is fight for Russia. Mm-hmm. And then we're supposed to fight for us, and Putin gets that. It's just we're not going to have nuclear war with each other.
Yeah,
I don't understand why people are so obsessed with like wanting to make them our enemy. When we have one candidate in Trump who wants to make him an ally, leave him be. Let them do what they want to do.
Look at all the Islamic terror. It'd be perfect to link up with Russia.
Yeah, you know, when we look at what's going on with Russia, I had these two women that I talked to that were there at the convention trying to lobby on behalf of Ukraine. One of them wanted to sell the idea that Donald Trump was involved with the Russians to take down the DNC. She was the one that I went back and forth with and said, really, do you understand the history of how the security establishment has come after legitimate whistleblowers like Thomas Drake? Do you understand that? Do you understand what she really did and how she exposed people? Many people, they believe, died because of her security leaks. And then the other woman wanted to push for the fact that we needed to step things up and send in lethal aid to Ukraine to fight the Russians and the Crimea. And I said, really, do you think we really want to go to war in order to stop this dispute of secession and civil war between Crimea and the Ukraine? Of course, she thinks that Ukraine should secede from Russia, but not Crimea from Ukraine.
And she doesn't even know that George Soros started the whole thing to begin with Hillary. And again, not bashing women, but it is archetypal to have all these weird power-tripping women in super suits and fancy outfits blustering how they're going to kick the Russians' butts. It just reeks of idiocy. It's crazy. And it won't help our country either, but it'll help the big defense contractors. David Icke takes over.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You take a mortal man.
back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, August 9th, 2016. I'm David Knight. We were just talking about a breaking story. WikiLeaks offering a $20,000 reward for information on the murder of a DNC staffer. That's Seth Rich, who was beaten and shot to death in D.C. We're going to have more on that story, as well as more information about what Julian Assange said about Hillary, what Hillary said about WikiLeaks. We're going to have all that back and forth, as well as, of course, the top story on Drudge Report is Twilight Zone. Orlando terrorist dad cheers the Clintons. Okay. And will Hillary disown this? That's the question. And so we're going to cover that. That's our story at Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to take a look at what we've now learned about Hillary's biggest Taliban. That's what the Daily Caller calls him. Of course, we've got the Taliban now. We've got Sharia Khan, a couple of guys. I think it's very telling, the hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton. But before we get to those stories, I want to play for you some other breaking information that we've got here. This is an exclusive we got here. This is a new phone call message that's been intercepted. This was sent from Ahmadinejad to Barack Obama. But, of course, they're friends. So Ahmadinejad, understand, calls him Barry. You'll hear him call him Barry in this clip. Let's run that clip.
Barry! Yeah, what can I do for you?
Show me the money.
Yeah, Barry, show me the money, okay? Ahmadinejad is telling Obama, even after all of this cash just broke this last week, I guess he decided it was time to double down and really punish his good friend Barry. And so he's telling him, come on, man, you still have time to send me the other $2 billion I say you owe me, okay? If he was Jewish, they would call that chutzpah, okay? But he's not. He's Iranian, okay? Now, he sends him this letter, and it begins with a traditional Islamic greeting, assalamu alaikum, I guess, if that's the way you pronounce it. I'm sure I will become much more of an expert with all the Muslims that we're bringing into this country. I'll be able to pronounce that precisely, very shortly, I'm sure. But he went on to say, your campaign slogan was change. You claim to be determined to change those policies as well as your behavior. So, in other words, Barry, send me the money. Send me your change. All your change, you can send it in any kind of currency you want. Just put it on the plane and fly it over. You know, they had to have a plane to get that $400 million worth of cash in foreign currency to them. I wonder how many planes it would take to get $2 billion. You know, we could work that out mathematically with a lot of how many pallets would that be. But remember that in April, the Supreme Court ruled that Iranian assets worth $2 billion must be paid to American families whose relatives were killed in Beirut and Saudi Arabian military attacks that the U.S. government said were the cause of Iran. They took place in 1983, 1996, the Khubar Tower bombings. Understand how this is rolled out by the Democrats, okay? We had Hillary Clinton say, hey, this is an old story. No, it's an old conspiracy, okay? This is something we didn't learn about until last Wednesday. It's not even been a week. But immediately she said, this is an old story. What was new about it was the fact that we saw for a fact that Wall Street Journal and others uncovered the fact that this was done as a money laundering expedition. And of course, as a National Review pointed out, you know, they went through various phases. Okay, they say, well, this is an old story. It's already been talked about. I'm not going to talk anymore about it. That's Hillary's approach. Of course, the media covers for them and say, you know, hey, Donald Trump is talking about that. He's looking at B-roll. That's not an actual plane. Then when we started to say, well, it's ransom, you know, they said, well, no, it was just a coincidence that they picked the day that the hostages are going to be released to release this $400 million in foreign currency from a Swiss bank, a Swiss central bank, put it on a secret flight to send it to. And that was all just a coincidence. OK, but then we had the hostage pastor come out and say, no, we were told we were held overnight for many, many hours. We had to sleep there. We told you're not leaving until the other plane gets here. So, okay, now it's a ransom. We can call it iRansom, okay? That's what it ought to be, the instead of a Watergate or some ransom gate or what. It should be called the iRansom story here. Now, Barack Obama said, well, we had to do that. We can't just write them a check. A National Review said, that's right, you can't just write them a check because that would be a violation of law. That would be a violation of your own sanctions that you have renewed every year, that have been renewed every year since 1995 when Bill Clinton put them on Iran. Okay, understand the fact that when the Department of Justice said, we don't want you to do this, they weren't saying they didn't want to do that because it was bad policy. That it's because it was illegal. And let me read you some of the laws here, okay? Just 5 months ago, as a matter of fact, after iRansom, Obama said, Iran has been designated, this is his statement, okay, has been designated a state sponsor of terrorism in 1984. Iran has continued its terrorist-related activities in 2015. And then, of course, the law says the exportation, sale, supply, directly or indirectly from the U.S., okay, wherever it's located, is prohibited. On the very same day they got the hostages and gave them the secret payoff, the Treasury Department said the clearing of U.S. dollar or currency-denominated transactions is prohibited. And that is punishable as a felony with up to 20 years in prison. But, of course, we have reached the point in America where powerful people are not punished according to the law. Just
We're
the rest
on
of
the
us.
March. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to return to more political intrigue and hypocrisy and lies in just a moment. But before we do, I want to talk to you about something serious. Dog sperm. Yes. This is a story from the Drudge Report, and it actually is quite serious because, you know, the dogs in this case are really kind of like canaries in a coal mine. Things happen more quickly to dogs and other animals because they have a shorter lifespan. What this story tells us is something we've been telling you about the food supply for a very long time. And what they're talking about here, quite frankly, the sperm quality in dogs has fallen rapidly over the past three decades. This is a trend, they said, that could help to explain the decline in human fertility. We're seeing throughout the West, and it's been blamed on sociological issues. We've seen a lot of people say, well, you know, it's just as we become we have this modern lifestyle, and women are interested in their careers, and they're delaying childbearing. And yes, all those things are contributing factors, okay? But when you look at a situation where throughout the West, you're now getting to reproduction rates that are just barely above one. You have to be over two in order to even maintain your population. So we see throughout Europe, for example, the Italians who just a couple of generations ago used to have an average 5-6 kids or more in their families, all of a sudden that dropped to the lowest in Europe. So they're just barely over one. Now, it's not strictly sociological. I believe, and many other people believe, that there are physiological things that are going on that are tied to the kinds of things that we're exposed to in terms of our food, the additives that go into our food, in terms of chemicals that we're exposed to the environment. And this is what they're seeing, of course, in the dogs, because it's going to show up in dogs more quickly. They say they highlighted a potential link between environmental contaminants and fertility. Scientists discovered chemicals which have a detrimental effect on sperm function in some commercially available pet foods. Understand that it's not significantly different for humans either. The difference is they can see these effects more quickly and they can do more tests on the dogs than they're going to do on humans, okay? They say this is the first time such a decline in male fertility has been reported in the dog, and we believe this is due to environmental contaminants, some of which we have detected in dog food and in the sperm and in the testes of the dogs themselves, okay? This is from the New Scientist. This is one of the reasons that we have the kind of products that we have here, folks. We're not selling products and then creating a need to sell these products. There is a need for these products. That's why Alex has created these. And so we have products like Super Male Vitality, like Anthroplex, that are designed to help you fight these kind of environmental challenges that you have, the kind of estrogen or the hormonal disruptions. And, of course, there are things that disrupt estrogen in women as well. We have products for that as well. We have a special right now on Anthroplex, 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. 40% off. That is a huge sale, okay? Also, we have other sales. We have Premium Power Pack, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And I believe we still have InfoWarsStore.com free shipping. Is that correct, guys? Yeah, we still have that. Okay, so everything at the store is free shipping, but also, as you're looking at what's going on in our environment, what's in your food, think about what you need to do to try to combat that. Of course, you can get cleaner sources of food, and that's very important. But there's so many different ways that you can be exposed to environmental contaminants in food and other chemicals. Take things that will actually help your system, things like Anthroplex, and it's 40% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I want to go to some videos that we have of Hillary Clinton and Julian Assange. There's a back and forth going on. Of course, Hillary Clinton is just dismissing this stuff as a bunch of conspiracy theories. But I want to play for you the video that we have of Julian Assange talking about the Russian, supposed Russian connection with Donald Trump.
Any Russian connections between Hillary Clinton and Russia? Any Russian connections there?
Hillary Clinton has done quite well strategically to try and draw connection between Trump and Russia because she has so many connections of her own. Now, my analysis of Trump and Russia is that there is no substantial connection. Why do I say that? Well, because Trump was trying to invest in Russia before Putin in the 1990s, after Putin, in fact, nearly all the way up to the present moment, and he's had no success. He did not manage to build hotels and so on in Russia. So that shows how insubstantial his contacts are. There's an extremely well-documented pattern of when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, those people, companies, governments, who wanted a decision by the Secretary of State in their favor, making large donations to the Clinton Foundation or, in some other cases, business deals with the people around Hillary Clinton. Now, one particular instance is the approval by Secretary Clinton of selling 20% of the U.S. uranium reprocessing rights to a Russian company to be exported to Russia. So at that time, a large donation was made by those Russian interests to the Clinton Foundation. In addition, Clinton's campaign manager, Podesta, was on the board of a company called Juul Unlimited. And Juul Unlimited held some of these rights and received a $35 million investment from Russia.
And that's a Russian government company.
And also, Russians were on the board also with Podesta.
So the kind of email revelations from WikiLeaks reveal that Hillary Clinton is a Kremlin stooge.
I wouldn't say Kremlin stooge, but there is a much deeper connection on record with Hillary Clinton and Russia than we are presently aware of with Donald Trump.
I wouldn't say she's a Kremlin stooge either. I would say she is a corrupt politician who is for sale to anyone for any amount, okay? Remember what he just said there. 20% of U.S. uranium capacity was sold to the Russians, and it was a sweetheart deal for Hillary Clinton's close friend and advisor, Podesta. Okay, but of course, there's also connections to Saudi Arabia. I want to play what Julian Assange said about Saudi Arabia.
What is the connection between Hillary Clinton and Saudi Arabia that certainly got Israel angry?
Well, it's extensive. I mean, the relationships between Hillary Clinton and Saudi Arabia, between the Clinton Foundation and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is probably the largest single donor to the Clinton Foundation. You can see Clinton's arms export policies, why she was Secretary of State, favoring extensively Saudi Arabia.
Hey, William.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a story at Breitbart pointing out how Hillary Clinton's State Department rubber-stamped visas for a record number of Saudi visitors. Remember that they gave, they're bragging about the fact that they gave Hillary Clinton 20% of her campaign funds. We'll get to that in just a moment. We've talked about that before as well. But it's important to remember this, to put this all in context. So despite, this is Breitbart, despite evidence that Saudi Arabian terrorists exploit the U.S. visa program, and that would be the visa program, the EB-5 visa program that Khazir Khan, or as I like to call him, Sharia Khan, specialized in. Okay, he specialized in getting people from Saudi Arabia and some other Arabian countries into this country using that visa program, EB-5, which has been flagged by a lot of people in Congress as well as Homeland Security as being a very fraudulent system, one that is fraught with a lot of security issues. But this is what she did for them as Secretary of State. She doubled the number of visas for Saudi visitors while helping to cut a deal with the kingdom to waive security procedures for Saudi nationals. With their rival, the U.S. Counter-Jihad has learned. They point out that annual number of non-immigrant visas issued to Saudi nationals soared 93% during her tenure as Secretary of State. They said that it also would allow Saudi visa holders, this is what Hillary Clinton did, allowed Saudi visa holders to enter the U.S. as, quote, trusted travelers. Okay? They could bypass normal border security processes. Trusted travelers. You know, kind of like George Bush trusted the bin Ladens and flew them out the day after 9-11 on 9-12. He flew them out even as they were blaming Osama bin Laden for the 9-11 terrorist attacks. They fly his family out. And, of course, we've seen the connections in the 28 pages. We know how closely Saudi intelligence is linked with the CIA. We know that they are linked with the Federal Reserve, the petrodollar that was created by Nixon and Kissinger. But to say that they're trusted travelers, no, really, I think she meant to say they were trust fund travelers. You know, the people who give her the cash, who provide her with her trust fund. This story that we've covered before as well from Zero Hedge, where Saudi Arabia bragged that they'd funded 20% of Hillary's presidential campaign. Okay? And understand, this happened at the same time as the Orlando shooting. So when we look at this Twilight Zone headline that Drudge is featuring at the Drudge Report today, the fact that you would have the father of the Orlando shooter at her rally, as Biggs has pointed out, that they would vet him and deliberately put him behind her. That's not something that just anybody that goes to the rally gets to be behind the candidate. They would let him go to the rally, put him behind her. This is a statement that was made as the Orlando shooting took place. Hillary Clinton said, "It is long past time for the Saudis, for the Qataris, for the Kuwaitis and others to stop their citizens from funding extremist organizations. And they should stop supporting radical schools and mosques around the world that have set so many young people on a path towards extremism." Yet she's the one who doubled the number of people coming in from Saudi Arabia. She's the one who made them trusted travelers, okay, greasing the skids for these people. Why? Because of money. That's why. So you've got her doing this and making this speech right as the Orlando shooting is taking place. You've got her putting Khazir Khan, the guy who supports Sharia law, who has commented on it many times, who has written fawning reviews of the analyses and the papers about Sharia law that have been done by the founder of the Muslim Brotherhood and others. She chooses that guy to speak just before she accepts the nomination. The guy who supports a system of law, and understand this, folks, Islam is not just simply a religion. It is a theocracy that they are selling you, okay? It is a unification of church and state. These are the Democrats who go to such lengths to say that no expression of Christianity is allowed because we must maintain this extreme separation of church and state. So you're not free to practice your religion if you're a Christian. But if you're a Muslim and you want to throw women off the bus and gays under the bus, then you are welcome to introduce Hillary Clinton when you support that kind of Sharia law. And then she comes out and talks about how dangerous the Saudis are as the Orlando shooting is going on. But there was a report, and this is one thing that we didn't really talk about in detail off of this Zero Hedge article a couple of weeks ago. When this article came out, this information was put out by the Petra News Agency, okay? And what they had were comments from the Saudi Deputy Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It included the claim that Riyadh had provided 20% of the total funding to Hillary's campaign. Now, they deleted that report, but however, we have a screenshot of it. And if you look at that screenshot, it's very important. They said the important part of Prince Mohammed bin Salman's statements before traveling to America, this is their summary of it. "This travel is to strengthen extensive economic relations," that kind of boilerplate language, okay? "Our minor differences with America on some issues don't damage our rooted relations with America. The two countries are strategic allies," so forth and so on. "Saudi kings have always received necessary and sufficient support from the presidents of the United States." Yeah, like we put them in the catbird seat with the petrodollar, okay? They agreed to back up our worthless currency, and we agreed to do anything for the Saudis. Then they go on to say this, "Saudi Arabia has sponsored both Republican and Democrat Party of America in America. Current elections also provide with full enthusiasm," I'm reading this just as they wrote it, "20% of the cost of Hillary Clinton's election." Get that? 20% of the cost of Hillary Clinton's election, even though some events in the country don't have a positive look, "to support a woman for presidency." You know, because the Saudis are all about women in leadership positions. I mean, I covered a report not long ago about how the women in Saudi Arabia went nuts over having one night a week in an amusement park where they could go in and wear regular clothes and not have to dress themselves in a shroud. And they could drive bumper cars because they can't get behind the wheel of a car outside of the little bumper car arena on ladies' night. Okay, they could go in there, they could watch movies, they could dress normally, they could even drive a little bumper car. And they loved that release from a little bit of the pressure put on them by the religious police of Saudi Arabia. The people who, by the way, last year, that's that article, great job, guys, you found that. Look at that, they're dressed in the burqas. But actually, they don't have to dress in the burqas on ladies' night. They can take off the burqas when they go around there, that little bit of freedom. You know, these are the people that are supporting Hillary Clinton. But she says it's just a conspiracy, okay? There's no limit. The Trump campaign has never met a conspiracy theory it didn't like. Well, you know what? If you want to look at a conspiracy theory, again, go back and look at what Barack Obama did with iRansom, okay? Look at that. Now, as we're looking at some of this other news, while we're on Democrats here, okay, this is a breaking story that Michael Zimmerman gave me. Hat tip to Michael. It says, fresh off of his campaign to make socialism great again, Bernie Sanders buys a $600,000 summer house. Okay, understand, this is not his primary home. He's still going to keep his primary home. This is just a summer home that he just bought now that the campaign is over. And I look at this and it's like, well, you know, everybody's wondering, you know, what Bernie's price was. Was he threatened by the DNC in order to abandon his lifelong principles of socialism and endorse Hillary Clinton? Or was he bought off? You know, they give him a golden parachute or maybe a Goldman Sachs parachute. Is that where he came up with the $600,000 to buy a second home? You know, there you go, Bernie. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. This is a four-bedroom, 500-foot beachfront on Lake Champlain. Okay, it's on the east side of the island, facing Vermont and not New York. And when I look at this, okay, this is, let me read you some of the tweets these people have. Man of the people, Bernie Sanders, buys a $600,000 second summer home in Vermont. Another one. The socialist now has a summer home, LOL. You all got clowned, as always. Another one. When you find out Bernie Sanders just used your $27 donations to buy himself a new summer home. Look. He was praising Daniel Ortega and the Sandinistas. Remember that 30-year-old video when he went down there? He just couldn't say enough nice things about them. But you understand what Daniel Ortega and the Sandinistas did. I've been calling him this whole campaign Bernie Sandinista. Okay, and actually, I heard some of the Sanders people at the DNC calling themselves Sandinistas. Daniel Ortega was a thief. He was a kleptocrat. He stole all the private property from people, and as he was being driven out by a coalition of lefties and righties, he then privatized that again for himself. We saw the same thing happening with Hugo Chavez. They work for the bankers. Hugo Chavez gave them 700% return on their investment. Now we've got Bernie Sanders with a brand new $600,000 home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Segment of the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Before I get back to the news, I just want to remind you that this is the last chance for free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. It is going to end in the next 24 hours. We had told you yesterday it was going to go for another 42 hours, and so we're now down to about 24 hours. But you can still take advantage of this to get some of the off-the-grid preparedness items that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. Here's a couple of examples and also additional sales that we have. The Premium Power Pack, we have 20% off. And, of course, this is something you can use to even start your car. I've actually done that myself. We had a car that we intentionally left the lights on because we were doing some work outside and ran the battery down because it's getting kind of old. And we were able to easily jump start that with that little tiny box. It's invaluable. That's a really handy thing to have available for you, especially, you know, if you're a woman and you're concerned about being stranded on the side of the road and how that might expose you to some safety issues. Just carry that little tiny box with you and you can restart that car. Also, if you want to get started on solar power, we have the solar base station that is now 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So those are a couple of the specials there, as well as store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, we have this breaking story that I mentioned earlier from Mikhail Phelan. WikiLeaks is now offering a $20,000 reward for information on a murdered DNC staffer. There have been three people linked to the DNC who have died under questionable circumstances since these email leaks that affected the DNC. And, of course, we've had a lot of people die under questionable circumstances with Hillary Clinton. Darren McBrain is working on a report right now with that. There's so many, as a matter of fact, to try to cut it down to the biggest ones is the problem. And, of course, this guy who died, Seth Rich, it was immediately pronounced by the D.C. police chief, Kathleen Lanier, who never met a gun control law she didn't want to enforce and extend. She immediately said, well, I think this was a robbery. Yet, they didn't touch his wallet. They didn't touch his watch. They didn't take his phone. Nothing was taken from him. He was just beaten and shot. So WikiLeaks is not buying it. They want, they're offering a $20,000 reward for information about his murder. Now, in other news, we have a question by the New American. They ask, could an increase in gun ownership impact the election? This is a very interesting way to look at this. This is a John Lott's organization who said during President Obama's administration, the number of concealed handgun permits has soared to over 14.5 million, a 215% increase since 2007. More than 6% of the adult population now has a permit to carry concealed. Do you want to lose that right that you just newly discovered, folks? Because you will if Hillary Clinton gets elected. She will appoint judges all up and down, not just in the Supreme Court, but she'll appoint judges everywhere to do everything she can to shut down your right to keep and bear arms. And they pointed out this from the Heritage Foundation. They also noted that the swing states have the biggest increase in the number of permits. Florida, for example, has 1.6 million, while Pennsylvania has 1.2. Ohio, Michigan, North Carolina each have more than 500,000. Indiana has nearly 750,000. These are all states that were carried by Obama in at least one of his last two elections. But then on the other hand, we have the federal civilian workforce has soared to 2.79 million just recently. We've had a massive uptick in the bureaucracy. You know who those people are going to be voting for. And don't forget, when you look at this and you look at where we're headed, the disruptive technologies that are coming towards us. You're worried about the DNC hacks. Worry about them hacking your transportation. As I pointed out last night on the Nightly News, these hacks that they're demonstrating at DEF CON and Black Hat Conference, one of them, with just off-the-shelf components, with just a fish depth finder, they could completely blind a Tesla car. Turn it into, as one of the guy who sent it to me said, turn it into Helen Keller on a NASCAR track. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.